Fishing among the bears, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Chad Hood enjoys going salmon fishing on remote rivers in Alaska, where part of the environment happens to be large populations of huge brown bears. I asked him if the bears felt like Chad and his fishing partners were competing with them for the fish, which would probably make the bears very angry.
Not really. For people that haven't been around in that kind of scenario, it can be pretty intimidating, but these bears actually, they've got unlimited amount of food. And we had one bear that we set up camp for a couple of days on this river bar that had just a spectacular hole for silver salmon. Anyways, we saw this bear and it had this big blonde, it had a blonde collar that was very unique. So, you know, we knew, got used to that bear. You'd watch it and it would go pluck a pink salmon. They're called humpies as well because they got that big hump on them. But it would pluck a fish out. Oftentimes it would just eat the head, or if it was a female, it might eat the eggs. And then it would just kind of lay down and take a snooze for a little bit, get up and then go get another fish. And we, you know, would watch it eating fish for quite a bit of time. And those bears there were very content because they had all the food they needed. Whereas, you know, in contrast, my worst bear encounters have been in areas where there's not, it's either out of season or there is an abundance of salmon. And so, you know, those coastal bears are usually pretty predictable.
Predictable, but you got to keep your guard up. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.